realised, oh yes, this is Bhagavan. And he became very ashamed.
And then he began to.
And he began to offer some.
Can you say something about this?
Actually, I heard that Brahma couldn't steal the cowbird boys because actually they're more powerful than Brahma. So by arrangement of Yoga Maya, the cowbird boys were still waiting for Krishna at the Jamuna, and Yoga Maya created the Maya cowbird boys, and Brahma put those cowbird boys in the cave. Also, when Brahma went back to Brahmalok, Krishna had already gotten there before him and assumed a forearm for him and told the gatekeepers in Brahmalok, there'll be a bogus Brahma, don't let him in. So when Brahma went back to Brahmalok, they chastised him, they abused him very severely. He said, what happened? And he went back to the earth planet and saw that the cowherd boys were still there, and then he realized, oh, I've made a great mistake, or apparently I made a great mistake. And in a moment, Krishna has put the cowherd boys back. Also during that year, when they were gone, it was arranged for all this whole Leela was to satisfy the desires of the Vrijavasis, where all of the cows wanted the calf to be Krishna, all of the ladies wanted to marry Krishna, and all of the older ladies wanted Krishna to be their son. So when Krishna manifested all of the calves and the cowherd boys, they were actually Krishna, and the desire was fulfilled. Also, the marriage was made to all of these cowherd boys during that 1 year.
Okay. Can you tell some more?
First of all, Lord Brahma, he is the head of the Brahma Samhita. So he is not an ignorant person. He knows all Vaidya Vedas, Upanishads, Quran, everything very well. So he cannot think, he cannot have a doubt. Is Krishna God or is Krishna not God? This doubt cannot come in his mind. He knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
So you are hearing or you are engaged in both? So I told you to give it to that. Oh, you can take it.
Yeah.
Well, they should go to their mother. Or they will let their father to hear.
They don't want you to hear anything.
You should go. Oh, no. You should see.
No.
I want that you should hear. This is done. So, also, for you also, new things will come. Go on.
So the first point is that Brahmaji, he is the head of the Brahma Sampradaya. He is a learned person, realized person. He knows all the Vedas, Puranas. And therefore he cannot have the idea that, or the doubt cannot come in his mind. Is Krishna God or is Krishna not God? He knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this doubt cannot come in his mind, and therefore he cannot do any examination or any test to see whether Krishna is God. So this point, if we say this, then it's quite wrong to say that Brahma was testing whether Krishna was God or not. This point is quite wrong. Then, Brahmaji, he came there to Vrindavan. He knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if he has made any mistake, then what mistake did he make? He saw that Krishna had delivered Agasur, and the soul of Agasur came out from his body and was floating in the sky. And when Krishna came out from the mouth of Agasur, then that soul entered into the feet of Krishna. When Brahmaji saw this, he was quite amazed. Why? Because Agasur is very sinful. And now, very easily by the mercy of Krishna, he was liberated in such a way that even great sages and yogis meditating for millions of years, they cannot attain such a destination. So this was astonishing. Yet he had a curiosity, and he had some greed. I want to to see more pastimes of Krishna. So instead of seeing pastimes of Krishna by Sadat Bhajan, then he used the experimental method, I'll take the coward voice and then see what he does. Even if we accept this fact, then still we cannot say that Brahmaji is guilty of making a mistake. Because Brahmaji, he knows Tattva Siddhanta. He knows that even you cannot see better pastimes of Krishna by the experimental method. It is possible by sadhana and by kripa, only by this. So even this mistake, we will have to understand that this was the influence of Yogamaya. Because as Keshav Krishna Prabhu explained, the gopis of Vrindavan, the younger gopis, they wanted Krishna to be their husband. The elderly gopis wanted Krishna to drink their breast milk. And the cows also wanted to feed Krishna their milk, directly. So in order to fulfill the desires of the Vrindavasis, then Yogamaya attracted Lord Brahma from Brahmalok and brought him to Vrindavan and inspired him to steal away the coward voice. Like this. So we cannot attribute any fault to Lord Brahma. This was the arrangement of Yogamaya.
Understand something?
Another
more, you should know that Brahma was disciple of Krishna. When he came out from the
of
Garbhodasai, everywhere he saw darkness, darkness, darkness one day. So what to do? From where I came? What is my duty to do? Then he began to think, but he could not think anything. He went inside that kamal
stem.
But he could not imagine that, oh, how long, how wet this is. Going up, down, he could not make anything. Then at last he came up and he was thinking what to do. In the meantime, a voice aerial came, Dibya Vani. That, oh, tapa, tapa, tapa. And then he began to do very hard austerity. What? When he wanted to do this tapa, at once a sound from the Krishna float came. And it was what? Krishna mantra, Kung Krishnaya, Govindaya, Gopijan Vallabhaya Swaha. But Brahma now wanted that I should create world, because it was the order of Garbhodasai. So he began to do it. Oh, what doing? Japa of this mantra, Kim Krishnaya Govindaya, oh, for thousand and thousand years. When heart was somewhat clear, then at once again Krishna, or from his flute, Kling Kam Devaya Vikri Pushbanaya Dhimai Tanno Nanga Shodhya. He gave, first came from through Saraswati Divyavani, but secondly came from his flute. And thus he knew these two mantra. But even there was something, what? How to create this world? He was thinking. So Gopi Prem, Praja Prem, oh, Kamdevaya Bhitmehe, the fruit of this mantra. Oh, he could not realize. But he has power to create world. So if he was chanting, remembering Hare Krishna, or Gopal mantra, or Kam Gayatri even, but sometimes, oh, I want to, oh, be very wealthy. Oh, I want this, that, worldly, a very beautiful lady, very beautiful husband, anything worldly, requirements are coming, oh, this month we will fulfill and then go away. So don't at the time of remember anything except Krishna and your deity of the mantra. No? And also you should remember, oh, what are our relations, then nyas, then prapatti, and then sanagati, and then so with five limbs of this mantra. Without, oh, mantra will not come. The fruit of mantra, Gopal or Kamdev will not come. They will not manifest. So try to be very clear from your only one I want, the object of the life, to serve Radha Krishna Kanyuga, especially to the servant of Radha. Then it may come. Otherwise, when you desire, at once it will give and go away. So Brahma has something. So power of creation came. Not gopi prem. But even he knew by the mercy of Krishna, Grihana Gaditang Maya, how I am, how this world came, how my beauties and all everything, by my mercy you will know. He knew all the tattva, but he could not realize that thing. Oh, in Braja, gopi mode. Now he created world and so many avatar came. Matsa, Kurma, Barah, Nishingha, Bhaman, Kalki, all came. Oh, so many. Now Brahma, oh, he came to Braja. Krishna was to see some pastimes of this Krishna. He knew that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when he saw from the sky that Agasur, being a very sinful person, demon, how he was liberated? His soul mixed in Krishna. Very strange, wonderful. He should have been given sinful place like Narak and other things. But how he was liberated. And then after this he wanted to see more pastimes of sweet pastimes of Krishna. But how it will be? I should make any course. But this came, this idea came, that I should do something like ignorance, that Krishna sweet past more I will see. But this came from Krishna. He ordered Yavist Jogmaya, and Jogmaya at once came. And he covered the mind of Brahma. And he, what did at once? Oh, what Krishna was wanting, that I will be the son of so many cows, because they want. I want to be the son of so many gopis. And I want to be the beloved of all the tiny aged girls. Go to your mother. Mother, mother, not father. So be silent and say, she is going to mother. No. They know. Maya has sent. But don't make him listen. Oh, no, don't disturb them.
Otherwise, he will be free from.
When they will be hungry, then they will go. Otherwise, not.
Mother's turn to hear now.
Only the requirement, then they will go. Otherwise, father. And that is why at once Krishna wished that I should fulfill all the desires of all. I should be son of so many lakhs and lakhs cows, son of so motherlyhood, mothers, gopis, and I should be beloved of all the gopis. Quickly he remembered, he thought, and at once Jogmaya always there. He quickly did it. He came in the mind of Brahma and pushed or inspired to think like this. Oh, I should take all the cowherd boys and calves, and I should
place them anywhere.
And what then he, my Prabhu, will do?
What do you want?
Oh, this is somewhat wrong. But it came from Jogmaya, so we cannot tell it wrong. Because it came from the wish of Krishna. If he has Krishna never wished and Jogmaya never, then it was like offense. But really it came from the wish of and Jogmaya. The wish of Krishna is Jogmaya. Krishna wish is Jogmaya. So it came from there. And what happened, you know, he became calves and sons of mothers, and Gargacharya told all the Brajavasis, this year is very auspicious, you should give marriage, even they are
small,
lower, even they are in arm, you should make a vow that I will marry to his son or his daughter. And what became Krishna at that time has become covered like boy all everywhere. So that marriage was done to whom? Oh, to Krishna. Understand? So all were married. But in what? Oh, Krishna was that time in the form of covered birth of each gopi's son, not as a Krishna. But Krishna strictly married them. Why? To satisfy all the persons who believe in Varnashram Dharma, that why Krishna is with gopis? And he has done wrong. And for this he did. He also married Srimati Radhika in Bhandirvan by changing garland, by Gandharva, only to satisfy them. Otherwise, no deal. And also this is a sweet pastime. So he did. tells you not to give attention to Maharaj, attention to me. Maya. Maya? You are Maya? Be far away.
He said that when Lord Brahma came in trance and saw that the coward boys were still there, then he went into trance, and by his trance he realized everything. But actually, even Baladev in trance, he cannot realize what he was doing, so how can Brahma realize?
So in the end of that year, Baladev was thinking, what happened? Oh, who are these boys? Why all the gopis are so much attracted to their own son, not to Krishna so much, equal now. And before, they were very much attached to Krishna. Also cows. At first they used to take care of Krishna and they wanted to love more than their calves. But now equal to their calves. Why? He could not realize. Then he asked Krishna, what is the matter? I am not understanding what you are doing. And by the mercy, Krishna smiled, and at once his Maya, Jogmaya, and then he saw, all the cops are Krishna. All the Boys are cowherds or himself Krishna. All the lakuti, the sticks, singa, flute, their everything, all paraphernalias. Oh, all Krishna. Then he asked Krishna, oh, by one mother, Yashoda, oh, you are not fully satisfied by her milk, and that is why you have become, oh, so many sons of these gopis, and even not, and then you have become calves. Huh? Oh, what is the matter? And then he knew, and then he did. Oh, this is your what?
Maya.
Any Maya cannot, cannot cover my knowledge. Oh, this is your, that is why I was, for 1 month, 1 year I could not imagine what is going on, but today I am seeing. So, Brahma, we accepted Brahma, our Guru, because he was given Kama Gayatri by Krishna himself and by Saraswati. Saraswati means who is? Oh, himself, Yogmaya of Krishna. Suddha Saraswati. And first he was given mantra. And then this Prachodayat, this mantra was given to him. So we call him our Sampradaya Guru, we accept. Shankara is not initiated by Krishna. No? Anyone, Chatushan or Nimbaditya, anyone, even Lakshmi, Guru of Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, anyone or not, only Brahma is initiated by this Kama Gayatri. So we think that he is our Guru. But he should not be entangled with Maya or ignorance or doing any offense. Yes?
When I was saying that, if you preach like that in a general way, because
it said that you asked him in a figure of speech, and so we say that
externally, Lord
Brahma did some offense, so therefore he has to come in. But we should try to always follow Shastra.
Yes.
For Brahma it has been told. All these things.
Where is it told? Through the Goswami?
No, in his shlok also. In a shlok and in explanations. In shlok, when he saw Agasur that he mixed in the Krishna, and then he, very wonderful, very wonderful. He was not thinking that Krishna is the supreme personality of God. Oh, he knew from this accident also. And he has come to see Krishna like a supreme personality of God. That is why he came in Vrindavan. And that is why he saw. And then, he wanted to see some more. Not to test Krishna. So it has been written there. So we should try to. Yes. And explanation this more, that what I told, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thamya, Rasika Acharya, Gaudiya Vedanta, Gaudiya Rasika Acharya, he has told that thing. Also, Srila Sanatana Goswami in Brihat Toshini, he has declared all this. And what about Haridas Thakur? He was Brahma. He can be upset, covered by Maya, sometimes. Then we should very carefully, we should try to tell anything. Very careful. We should know all this Siddhanta. Otherwise, pure bhakti will not come.
Gurudev, yesterday you described how Jayan Vijay in the form of Jagan Madai.
they got some very special mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
And realized something about Krishna, Krishna Lila.
Yes.
So they were part of Narayan. So in the same way, Ramaji, we see that in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, by Narayan, he received some Chatusmukhi Bhagavatam. And then he came in Krishna Lila, in Brahma Vimohan Lila.
But how you can tell that from Narayan?
That's passing the mantra from Krishna directly by his guru.
Because in the in Srimad Bhagavatam, it says that when he did his tapasya, then he had the darshan of Vaikuntha, and all Vaikuntha and Vaikuntha Parikas have been described in second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 9.
Though it is, but here we should take the explanation of the Swanacha Chagavati Thakur or Sanatana Goswami better.
It seems like there are some different explanations in second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam compared with the Brahma Samhita.
But we should always depend on our Goswami. Somewhere in Shastra it has been written, Krishna is Durga, Durga is Krishna. Then how to reconcile? Oh, Durga. In any Puran it has been written that Durga is really Srimati Radhika. In the slokas even, always in the heart of Krishna, Saiva Durga, Srimati Radhika is Durga here. And this Durga, worldly Durga, is only
shadow
of that Durga. So that here we can explain that, Radhika is here Durga. So Radhika is Krishna, Krishna is Radhika. So Jiva Goswami, everywhere, especially in Krishna Samhita, in his explanation, even it is written that Ganesh is there in Golok Vrindavan. But who is Ganesh there? Really? He is root. Idea is there. So, the roots of all the demigods in any way, in pure form, they are in Golok Vrindavan. Otherwise they cannot come here. Like Abhimanyu was in this Pragat Leela. There should be some mood of Abhimanyu there. Otherwise,
how can be here?
So from there in a gross form they became and they are serving. So if you want to know all Siddhanta, you should take shelter of Jiva Goswami. He has done.
Can we think that Lord Brahma became a part of Thakur? But in Goradila, then he must have got some special mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is not available to him in Krishna Lila.
That is why he came to Vrindavan, first Gaur Lila. No? First Gaur Lila, and he has some mercy of Gaurchandra. Namadhi. And then he can. Because we may take it as a point of any point of circle, it may be first. So it may be that at that time first Gaur Lila and then Krishna Lila. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Hladini Shakti Smat Ekatmana Bhopura Vedam Deham Gutautau Chetan Nakya Pragata Madhuna Tadvayancha Matha. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has taken this point. Who is before? Who is prior? Mahaprabhu or Radha and Krishna? Sometimes Radha and Krishna becoming one, they become Chaitanya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when comes in two forms, Radha and Krishna. So who is before and who is prior, who is first? Then he. You should not be worried for this. It may be that first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then Krishna, Radha. And it may be first Radha and Krishna and then Mahaprabhu. No harm. There are so many prakosh in Golok Vrindavan and sometimes this. He has also cleared in Brahma Sangita. There are two Shweta Deep. Oh, Vrindavan is Shweta Deep, Gokul is Shweta Deep, Braj is Shweta Deep, and also outer part of the Vrindavan, who are like
boundary wall.
Out of this, Shweta Deep is there, and that is Golok. And here in Vrindavan Golok, Shweta Deep, there Vrindavan, Krishna, Radha Krishna Jugal pastimes, and Sakhi Nandan, Radhaya Pranaya Mahima, this is Shlok testing. Also there, so Mahaprabhu is in there, in Shweta Deep. But both are not same. One is Golok and one is Vrindavan. What Leela is? Parishishta. Parishishta?
Supplement.
So they are equal. Vrindavan and Shweta Deep, Navdeep Dham are same. But when Golok, Shweta Deep, then outer wall of Vrindavan. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare
Ram.
Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Hare Ram.
Kita melakukan sesuatu yang untuk kebahagiaan, tapi kita tidak bisa melakukan hal itu.
So if anyone offers themselves in the lotus feet of their Guru Dev, bona fide Guru, teacher, and he gives them a proper process to have happiness, then actually he may be happy, otherwise not.
Jadi kalau seseorang menyerahkan segala seluruh kegiatan untuk bakti kepada seorang guru kurangnya, maka mereka akan mendapatkan kebahagiaan itu.
We are doing so much hard labor from morning to evening, in night also. But we are not happy.
Jadi kita telah melakukan pekerjaan dari pagi hingga malam untuk mencari kebahagiaan, tetapi kita tidak menemukannya.
So we should try to know the process how we can be eternally happy.
Jadi kita harus mengetahui proses bagaimana kita menjadi bahagia selamanya.
First of all, we should know that what God has created all things is not for eating.
Jadi pertama kita harus mengetahui proses daripada ciptaan alam semesta ini.
They're understanding what I told?
Jadi apapun yang diciptakan oleh Tuhan yang Maha Esa adalah bukan untuk dimakan.
The palanka, the bed, is not for eating.
Jadi Guru menyatakan di sini, kalau kita tidur di malam hari di atas ranjang yang berkaki empat, jadi kita tidak bisa memakan. Maksudnya di sini ialah segala yang kita oleh Tuhan yang merasa bukan untuk dimakan.
Hey, can you speak some? No. Okay. He's not that person.
Anupam is good. Your daughter is good.
No. Yes, sir. Ari, you should go.
Yeah.
it will disappear. So that person is not here.
Not
who yesterday did. Oh, you should go on. You are going very well. I'm satisfied. So all the birds which are flying in air,
sky,
oh, not for us to eat.
Jadi semua yang terbang di udara bukan untuk dimakan.
Oh, can they eat aeroplanes?
Apakah kita bisa makan kapal terbang?
Oh, they cannot.
Jadi kita tidak bisa makan kapal terbang.
So, all the things, birds, pigs, hogs, animals, cows, they are not for to eat, that we should eat.
Jadi, Buddha menyatakan di sini, semua binatang adalah bukan untuk dimakan.
If you cannot make them, or you cannot create them, you are not
right
to take them.
Jadi kalau kita tidak bisa menciptakan semua itu, sebenarnya kita jangan makan dan kita tidak boleh memakannya.
Oh, can you take? So you can take the eggs of hens, the children of hog and pigs, you can take. Why you don't take
your own
the anything egg from your own?
Jadi Gurudev di sini menyatakan, telur daripada binatang, telur daripada ayam itu Anda bisa makan. Tetapi kenapa tidak makan telur yang kita miliki di dalam perut kita?
So we should not take all these things because they have some reaction.
Jadi seharusnya kita tidak memakan semua itu karena itu akan menimbulkan suatu reaksi pada diri kita.
In Sanskrit language or English language, we have a word, mansa.
Jadi dalam Hindi. Sanskrit atau dalam bahasa Inggris kita menggunakan kata mansa.
Mansa means to whom we take, they will take us.
Mansa artinya di sini, kalau kita memakannya, maka dia akan memakan kita kembali. Itu adalah dari kata mansa itu sendiri.
To whom we are eating, tomorrow they will take our place.
Jadi, kalau kita mau makan,
don't.
Binatang itu, jadi keesokannya kita akan dimakan pula. Itulah arti daripada mansa.
If you are taking the meat of cow, hogs, pigs, and all other things, then tomorrow they will eat you.
Jadi kalau kita memangsa atau memakan semua daging daripada binatang itu, setelah kita memakannya dan keesokannya, mereka akan memakan kita kembali.
Anyone cannot save you.
Tidak ada seorang pun yang mampu melindungi Anda.
So, in English, meat. Meat.
Jadi di dalam bahasa Inggris itu ada kata daging yaitu meat.
Meat means meat. To whom I will eat, next time they will eat us.
Yang artinya meat itu artinya saya makan kamu dan pada akhirnya keesokannya mereka akan memakan kita.
What is the word in this country for meat?
What in this country for meat is daging.
What?
Daging.
Daging.
Daging. Daging.
Daging. What is the meaning of dogging?
Daging, not dogging.
Dog means meat.
Daging is meat.
And in English, they will eat me. Yes. To whom I the same meaning.
Jadi, arti daripada kata daging itu sebenarnya, itu sama dengan arti kata meat. Meat artinya, kalau saya makan kamu, jadi setelah proses itu terjadi, mereka akan memakan kita kembali.
Oh, there was a in ancient time there was a king. His name was Surat. Surat.
Jadi di sini Gurudev akan memberikan satu cerita. Itu adalah satu desa, ada satu raja yang bernama Surat.
Oh, he wanted to please demigods.
Jadi mereka ingin membahagiakan para dewa.
Oh, here I see everywhere demigods.
Beliau di sini Gurudev melihat mana-mana dewa.
I'm seeing, or so many persons go to this tree and they offer fruits and flowers, everything, in all temples.
Jadi Guru Dev melihat banyak sekali di sini orang-orang dan semua penduduk sini mempersembahkan segala sesuatu kepada para dewa.
So in the same way, that Surat king wanted to place demi gods, that they will fulfill my desire.
But the cara yang sama, Raja Surya juga ingin membahagiakan para dewa itu.
He killed so many animals.
Jadi beliau membunuh banyak binatang.
Oh, lakhs and lakhs.
Oh, berlaksa-laksa, beribu-ribu banyak.
And he offered to demigods.
Beliau persembahkan kepada para dewa.
And then he was very qualified to go to heaven.
Jadi dengan cara itu beliau berkualifikasi untuk pergi ke planet rohani.
And there he will test the fruits of the karma, what he did, killing so many animals. Now he will be goddess anywhere, and he will test all these things.
Jadi banyak pula, karena beliau banyak sekali membunuh para binatang dan pergi ke suatu tempat di planet rohani. Jadi di sana beliau akan menerima apa yang beliau lakukan selama hidup beliau.
And he completed this, or he was ready to go to heaven.
Jadi secara sempurna sekali, beliau sudah siap untuk pergi ke planet rohani.
But before this, what happened? All the animals, pigs, hogs, birds, tigers, goats, cows, all. Oh, they were ready to kill him and to take his place.
Jadi setelah itu, sebelum beliau pergi ke tempat yang dia tuju, semua binatang yang beliau bunuh pada saat itu siap untuk membunuh beliau kembali.
Oh, they were standing in a queue about 100,000 of miles. In queue they were.
Jadi dalam barisnya sangat panjang sekali. Semua binatang-binatang yang beliau bunuh itu siap antri untuk membunuh saja yang telah membunuh.
With sword and so many weapons like here for cutting.
Dengan palang-palang yang sudah siap untuk dipasangkan kepada Raja Surat.
And seeing this, he became worried and at once became senseless.
Jadi melihat semua ini, Raja Surat merasa ketakutan.
Oh, in queue, all coming one by one, and killing him and taking his place. I think that a thousand and thousands years he will be like this.
Jadi atas kejadian itu, satu persatu dari binatang yang beliau telah bunuh mulai membunuh beliau bertahun-tahun dalam penjelmaan beliau.
And thus, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he will not be happy by this thing.
Jadi Tuhan Yang Maha Esa, Sri Krishna tidak merasa senang atas kejadian semua ini.
And also the gods, demigods, they cannot save us.
Juga para dewa yang dipersembahkan dari makhluk terselam itu juga tidak merasa senang.
So if you want to be happy, first you should try to not to kill any animal, not bird, anything, and don't take their meat.
Jadi kalau kita ingin merasakan bahagia sesungguhnya di dalam kehidupan kita, hendaknya kita jangan menyakiti dan jangan sama sekali membunuh binatang.
If you are doing so, your all offerings, all worshipping is in vain.
Jadi kalau kita melakukan hal demikian, segala perkembangan yang kita lakukan itu akan berlaku sesuai dengan apa yang digariskan.
Because all the animals, birds, all are the children of God.
Jadi semua binatang yang ada di alam semesta adalah anak daripada Tuhan yang Maha Esa.
If you are killing your father, your brother, your daughters and all, your father, mother will not be happy.
Jadi kalau kita membunuh kakak, adik, ayah, ibu kita, jadi ayah kita tidak akan merasa berbahagia.
If you are killing the children of your father and taking their meat, oh, will your father and mother will be happy by this?
Jadi kalau kita membunuh anak dan ayah kita dan memakan dagingnya, apakah ayah ibu kita akan merasa berbahagia?
So Supreme Lord is our Father.
Jadi Tuhan yang Maha Esa adalah ayah kita yang asli.
And all others are His children. Where maybe in the form of animal, birds and anything.
Jadi anak-anak itu dalam wujud sebagai burung, binatang berkaki dua dan binatang berkaki empat itu dalam
so how
semua
can you,
anak-anak itu.
How you can be happy?
Jadi bagaimana kita akan merasa berbahagia?
So first of all, we should try to promise that I will not take any flesh or meat of any animal, birds, and anything.
Jadi pertama-tama kita harus berjanji untuk tidak melakukan pembunuhan kepada semua binatang.
In this country, I see top to bottom, all are accustomed to take meat, drinking so much. Oh, they should try to.
No,
stop out. If they want to be happy, you also all for all I am requesting. If you want to be happy, don't do so.
Jadi di tempat di mana kita tinggal ini, juga melihat persembahan-persembahan atau daging-daging itu dicincang untuk dimakan dan mereka merasa berbahagia dan mabuk-mabukan. Jadi itu adalah tidak benar. Kalau kita ingin berbahagia sesungguhnya, hendaknya kita berpikir.